Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 90. I like to use the term grieving in the present tense. I don't think one who suffers a deep loss ever gets over it. We get through it, but not over it. It's there at some level. As time distances itself from the actual event that initiated our grieving, grieving fades into the background, unseen, but alive and well. I think all emotionally healthy people want grieving to end, just as they want their lives to work out well. They are wise and know that bad stuff happens. It's unpredictable. Most people never see it happening to themselves until it happens. That was the way it was with me. Comedian Gilda Radner said, "I wanted a perfect ending. Now I've learned the hard way that some poems don't rhyme, and some stories don't have a clear beginning, middle, and end. Life is about not knowing, having to change, taking the moment and making the best of it, without knowing what's going to happen to you." Those of us who experience grieving understand what Gilda Radner was talking about. Not knowing how we're going to get through our experience of grieving, or what we're going to do when we do get through it. All this can be a very scary place. We experience high levels of discomfort in the form of anxiety, fear, and needless worry. Our level of discomfort is also compounded by regrets we often unfairly place on ourselves. After all, if we knew what was going to happen, we would have acted differently. Perhaps it is good that we can't know what is going to happen. If we did, we might miss out on all the fun and wonderful moments we spent with the person we loved. When the person we deeply loved died, we were left standing alone wondering what happened to us. We believed our story was over, yet our story isn't over. You and I still have a story to write. Oh no, it's not the story we started out to write. Somewhere along the journey, it took a drastic turn. Yet our story continues. Author Brené Brown says, "Owning our story can be hard, but not nearly as difficult as spending our lives running from it. Embracing our vulnerabilities is risky, but not nearly as dangerous as giving up on love and belonging and joy, the experiences that make us the most vulnerable. Only when we are brave enough to explore the darkness will we discover the infinite power of our light." One way to rediscover the power of our light is learning to relax, and in doing so, to release the tension in us caused by the stress associated with grieving. The following mental visualization will help you to relax, release tension, and to rediscover how strong you really are, and to rediscover the power of the light within you. A gentle reminder not to listen to this portion of the podcast while you are driving or doing something that needs your attention. Begin by finding a quiet, comfortable place where you can sit or lie down without any interruptions. Take a deep breath in through your nose, filling your lungs completely. Hold it for a moment, and then exhale slowly through your mouth. With each breath, feel your body becoming more relaxed. As you continue to breathe deeply and evenly, imagine a gentle wave of relaxation sweeping over you, starting at the top of your head, flowing through your face, loosening the muscles around your eyes and cheeks until they release the tension in your jaw. Allow your mouth to remain slightly open. The wave of relaxation gently flows from your head down into your neck and shoulders, and flowing into your arms, all the way down through your wrists and into your hands and fingers. You may even feel a tingling in the tips of your fingers as the tension leaves you. The wave of relaxation flows into your chest and back, loosening the grip of tension. Your arms and hands rest limply in your lap, are by your side. The wave of relaxation continues to flow through your hips and legs and flowing down to your toes. Feel the relaxing wave wash away your tensions and stress, leaving behind only a growing feeling of calm and peace. Continue to breathe deeply and exhale slowly. All is good and all is peaceful. Imagine a warm, soothing light above you. With every breath, this light grows brighter, radiating calmness. With every exhale, feel yourself sinking deeper into relaxation, the light washing over you, easing your sorrows, and smoothing the creases of your mind. Now, picture yourself walking barefoot along a sandy beach. The waves are gentle, and as the waves come in, they run up to you and cover your feet. You can feel the coolness of the water, and it feels good. The ocean's rhythm and the sound of the waves and birds plays a song just for you. The air is fresh and rejuvenates you with each breath. You feel safe here, cradled by the earth and the water itself. As you walk along the shore, you notice the tide is slowly receding from its high water mark. It's a gradual ebbing, and each crash of the wave reminds you of how life changes. It's never the same. It's a reminder that what you are now experiencing will change as your life continues to unfold, even with the slowness of the changing of the tides. You reach down and pick up a small piece of driftwood and mentally place on it a fear or problem you think that is holding you back. You toss the small piece of driftwood into the ocean and watch the receding waves take it out to sea. You smile. Feels good to see it go away. You move a bit away from the water and find a dry spot on the shore to sit. You sit, wrapping your hands around your knees, and watch the waves and tide. Each time the waves strike the shore and recede back into the ocean, you see it carrying the burdens you shoulder with it. With each receding wave, you feel a deep sense of peace taking hold of you. You are in a good place. You know you're in a place of peace. You are like the ocean. You are grounded and resilient. You know the tide will ebb, and soon a new tide will be on the rise, renewing your strength, renewing your desire to continue to grow and live and enjoy life. You remember times you have overcome. You remember times where you overcame difficulties, and you recognize the same strength is still within you. With each memory, with each crash of the waves on the shore, you are feeling stronger. You close your eyes and hear the sound of the waves. You take a deep breath and slowly an image begins to take shape in your mind. Here you see a light covering you, shining brighter and brighter, and you know that all is well. All is well, and all will be well. You take a few more deep breaths, breathing in and enjoying the peace that you feel, and slowly and gradually, you know it's time to come back, and you open your eyes, grateful for the journey you took. You return to the present, carrying with you a renewed sense of self, a fortress of strength, and a heart filled with peace. I hope you enjoyed episode 90. Even though we experience grieving at some level, we are getting stronger with each breath we take. We are getting stronger each day. And each day, as we grow stronger, grieving releases its grip on us. It's not as tight as it was yesterday. We know moving forward, grieving may never leave us, but it will recede further and further into our background. And we will begin to live the life that we are destined to live. Never quit. Never give up. Good things are coming your way. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breeze brese@gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.